Well, at this point, I think we all know inside, in a public place, you wear a mask, period, right? But what about outside? Should you wear one or not? I find some do, some don't. Even if it's not a busy street, are you supposed to have one on you? You know, just in case someone jogs by, or maybe you're waiting at a light and there's a bunch of people gathered on the corner. I find I'm still guessing a lot of the time. There's a lot of questions. So let's get some answers. Dr. Anna Banerjee is Director of Global and Indigenous Health at the University of Toronto. She's a global health specialist, and she joins us now. Hi, Dr. Banerjee.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your time. So first of all, you know, I know the situation in Ontario right now is not that different from the situation here in Quebec. How do you think things have been going? Do you think that anything, is there anything that immediately stands out to you that we should be doing differently?
Well, you know, in Quebec, they have the curfew. In Ontario, we have a lockdown, and it's pretty similar in the way that we're asked to stay at home. And, you know, what we saw was, during the Christmas holidays, people, about 50% of people engaged with each other, engaged with other people outside of their home. And then you saw a direct correlation with this spike. Mm-hmm. And so what we've realized, and what everyone can see, is that our behavior has a direct correlation with the numbers. So if our behavior is restricting the amount of people that we're in contact with, then the viral loads go down. And I think, like Quebec in Ontario, we're at a crisis point as far as hospitals and ICU beds, and, you know, we're trying to avoid having to make decisions as far as, you know, who gets intubated, put in the ICU, and the alternative is who doesn't and therefore dies. So we're at a really critical point. I'm hopeful, it's very early, that with the lockdowns, that things are changing and people are taking it more seriously, that the numbers are sort of leveling off, mm-hmm, and not escalating.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we've seen that in Quebec, but as we heard from our public health director today and our health minister, like, don't get ahead of ourselves here. Just because we were down in the 1300s today for the first time in a really long time, but he's like, listen, just wait, don't get too excited. We're optimistic, but don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So in terms of wearing a mask outdoors, Dr. Banerjee, do you think you should just by default wear a mask all the time, indoors, outdoors, whenever you're not sort of alone in your own space?
I think it makes a lot of sense, because you don't know, you know, who's walking by, who has COVID. There's people who are asymptomatic. You know, I think that if you're walking your dog alone and there's nobody else around, I'd still have a mask in your pocket in case all of a sudden there's a bunch of people that show up. But I think that, you know, otherwise, if you're walking anywhere where there's other people, that's something simple to do to reduce the risk. So it's just easy to do that. I think, you know, especially if you can't guarantee that you're going to have a distance between, you know, someone, just say all of a sudden the sidewalk gets crowded or people come out of not a store nowadays, but mm-hmm, but suddenly there are people around. I think it makes sense to have a mask, but it's discretionary in the way that, you know, if there's nobody there, you don't really need to use a mask.
Yeah, and I feel like there's still a bit of a stigma is too strong a word, but I would feel like there's a strangeness around it. Like those who are wearing them all the time, everywhere, are somehow still viewed as being, I don't want to use the word paranoid either, but I'm trying to be careful with the language that I choose. But you know what I mean? There's still that, like, oh God, they're like completely freaked out. And then the people who aren't wearing it, it's like, are they anti-maskers? We should find some sort of middle ground where it's just like common sense prevails, no?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of tools in our toolbox other than keeping, you know, people away from each other, you know, keeping people at home. The only things we can do, you know, other than the vaccine is keeping that distance, doing the physical distance and having masks. And for, I know there are anti-mask people out there, but for the majority of people, wearing a mask is not a big deal, especially when it's cold out. It's mm-hmm, like a scarf. It's additional warmth. And I think that we, you know, it's almost a year. You know, learning what we learned from the Christmas holidays, that our behavior does have an impact on the numbers. So if that's something simple to do, we might as well do it, because that means in the future, there's our freedom in the future. That if we can keep the numbers down until people get vaccinated, then the sooner we can get things under control, the sooner we're going to have our freedoms back.
I'm very curious about, we're speaking with Dr. Anna Banerjee. She is Director of Global and Indigenous Health at the University of Toronto. I'm very curious about your, you know, this, the messaging has been wearing a mask protects others in case you have it, so you're not transmitting the droplets, but it doesn't protect you necessarily. Is that a bit of a problem in terms of getting people more on board to wear it, that you know, we're inherently selfish?
No, I think that it does both. I think that by wearing a mask, what someone is telling me, if someone is, you know, I see someone coming to my house with a delivery or whatever, if they're wearing a mask, that tells me that they're being respectful of me and my safety.
Yes.
But also, when I wear a mask, you know, it's also to so I don't touch my my face.
Mm-hmm.
And also to keep the viruses away as well. So I think it does both. But really, I think it shows respect to people. If you go into a store, you know, I know a lot of stores are not open, but the ones that you go into nowadays, mm-hmm. if you're wearing a mask and you're covering, and you're wearing it properly and you're covering your nose and your mouth, then that's telling the person at the store that you're respecting them. Versus if someone goes into a store, has a mask below their nose and says, I don't care, then that person working in the store may not be empowered enough or may not be in a position to say, you know, I really feel safer if you use that mask. And so I think by wearing that mask, we're showing each other respect.
And trust, right? You immediately establish the trust. And I mean, it's such a better place to be. Just let's all be, let that be the starting point. Trust and respect.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Banerjee, we've heard about cold weather versus, warm weather. Is the chance of transmission outside in the winter as opposed to the chance of transmission in the summer? Is it more dangerous, less dangerous?
I'm not really sure. There are some people that say that the virus may stay in the air for a longer period of time, but we know that the main reason why respiratory viruses are worse in the winter is because people are more likely to be inside. And when you have a whole bunch of people inside, then, you know, and they're crowded together, that's why viruses spread. Like in the olden days, for tuberculosis, the treatment was really to have fresh air and have people outside. So I don't know if it's really the cold. The cold is really, for most respiratory viruses, and each virus has its own unique characteristics, but I think that it's mainly that people tend to be inside more, and that's why viruses can spread in an indoor space.
No, I got to say, I really like the messaging. I like the establishing the trust, the respect, and sort of like better safe than sorry, just wear a mask whenever you can. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Banerjee.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.